Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, he was an older gentleman, I would say a good 78, 80. And
just doesn't give a bleep anymore.
He didn't seem like he gave a bleep. He also seemed like he had at least 78 gin and tonics or something because he was wobbling. So I don't know if that's his usual move, but I had to sit there and process that for a good 5 minutes.
Maybe he's used to getting patted down and someone taking his cash, so he puts under his...
Well, like, I know that, like, people are worried about when you take out a large amount of cash from an ATM or one of these machines that you'll get followed to your car and whatever, but he was pretty obvious in picking up his toupee and putting the cash on top of his bald head and putting the toupee back down.
It's got to say, pretty heady play.
He sounds pretty...
Plus one.
Point for Robbie!
Robbie. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Marlins do some business tonight against the LA Dodgers out in the West Coast, even though they're not really on the West Coast for a road trip. Zach Gallen going for the Marlins. Hyunjin Ryu going for the Dodgers. 10-10 first pitch Eastern, 7-10 first pitch for you guys.
We do have to talk about what's going on over across the pond, if you will. I don't know why I went with that accent. That was pretty...
It was worse than Tobin's.
It was worse than Tobin's.
Minus one.
No, if it was worse than Tobin's, that would mean it'd be a step below excellence. That was just awful.
It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Leroy?
Oh, J.B. Holmes and Shane Lowry are tied at 8-under. Tommy Fleetwood, Lee Westwood are at 7-under. Americans, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Andrew Putnam are all at 5-under. And Tony Finau and Patrick Reed are at 4-under. John Rahm is also at 400. Tiger and Phil missed the cut. First time they both missed the cut in a major. Other than that,
I saw
Dustin
Rory making
Johnson's
a cut.
At 300. Rory saw, didn't make the cut.
Well, I thought he was still playing, but it looked like he was making it.
I mean, I don't know. Are we on delay? Because I swear I just saw Rory on the course.
No, you
did. Is he still playing?
You saw Reed. You saw replays. No,
it says done. Live on the TV.
He's through 17 right now.
Huh?
He's through 17 right now.
And he's still
he's
on
minus,
the course.
Huh? He's minus.
So he's
there's still a couple more people out there.
He's
okay.
Six
so,
under
so
on the
he's
day.
Not going to make the cut, but he's still on the course.
He's well, plus two.
We're both
what is
right.
The cut line?
Is one over.
One over? So
he
he's
could make it.
He can make it.
Also, you've been saying he didn't make the cut and he's still on the course.
Yeah, it's a miracle if he doesn't make the
because
cut.
You, hey,
it's pretty late over there.
By the way,
yep.
Okay, if you look at my leaderboard and I scroll down the leaderboard, I get all the way to position. Hold on. 47 before they show somebody still on the golf course. So, all right.
There's still some people
and
out there.
Keep in mind, it's also 9 o'clock.
Yeah, how do they have sunlight?
Well, it's summer.
It's 9 o'clock England time. Sorry if I assumed
done. What course is this on?
It's in Northern Ireland.
Right, so.
Royal Portrush.
Royal.
It looks like there's about 24 guys still out there.
Right, so there is people still out there. My bad.
But there's a lot. The further somebody is back is there's about 5 people that are 13 are through 13 right now.
Right.
That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler, he's still playing.
Ricky Fowler is 3-under. Rory McIlroy is 6-under.
6-under on the day.
On the day.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
plus
he's,
2
he's
overall.
Making a, he's making a comeback.
So he's
well, he's playing 18. He's got a birdie to make it.
Yeah, it was – and what did he have? He had a 3-putt yesterday on one of the holes.
I mean, he
went 4 over.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Hard times for Rory.
Not surprising, though.
From
a guy who's just got nothing but
class. You know why
when it comes to the – I'll say it. He's a panderer is what he is. He goes out there, Canadian Open. He wins a fake Open. And he's like, oh, Toronto Raptors, you guys are the best. Not like those bums in Miami. And who's laughing now? Jokesy? Going out there? You can't even win on your own course?
By the way.
Look at a power walk to the green.
Where this course is basically the same latitude as, like, southern Greenland. So it's up there.
Yeah, we saw guys in between shots or people jumping off cliffs into the water.
Yeah, but so I'm saying, like, there's more daylight than there is nighttime.
Oh, so it's one of those 6 months a year daylight, yeah. 6 months a year darkness?
Well, not that extreme, but pretty close.
Oh, it looks like Rory's waving goodbye as he misses the cut to his fans. Possibly.
Hey, can I ask you guys something?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know about this cats?
Yeah. I was just watching the trailer.
What the hell?
What cats?
You know about cats, the Broadway show?
Well, yeah, of course, man. Mr. Mistopheles.
You know what?
Memories.
Oh boy.
All alone.
Definitely
in the
minus one.
Stop. It was this long, famous Broadway show about.
Yeah,
it was a huge part
of my childhood. Yeah, it's about cats, man.
It's a part of your childhood.
Yeah, man. I remember going.
What does
to the
that
winter,
mean?
I remember going to the Winter Garden Theater when I was about maybe 7 or 8 on Broadway, going to see Cats. It was amazing. And it got me really into the arts and Broadway. And,
this got you into the arts?
Yes. Cats was a huge part of...
Singing Cats?
Correct.
Leroy, this is so horrifying. What's
my
going
grandparents,
on here?
Look at this.
Oh, by the way,
it's 8 o'clock. My grandparents on my mom's side, who are both deceased, at my bar mitzvah, they did a duet of Memory from Cats at my bar mitzvah.
It's horrifying.
Do you understand you lived a childhood that none of us are familiar with and
keep
throwing it in our face?
Yeah,
I'm not
throwing
it in your...
Beast, are you Beast, you're excited about this movie?
Oh, my God.
You're camping out?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I can get into, like, there's the one premiere at midnight on Thursday, I'm going.
I'll
be singing along.
Leroy, they got all these stars. They got, like, Taylor Swift is one of
Judy
the cats.
Judi Dench is old Deuteronomy. I mean, come on, man.
They got Jennifer Hudson. She's one of the cats.
Idris Elba's in there. Is McCavity.
James Corbin.
He's one of the cats. They
Jennifer
got all
Hudson's
cats.
Grisabella. I mean, holy biscuit, man.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, Idris Elba's
now,
one of the
Now, if they
cats.
Could only just do this with Starlight Express, that would be amazing.
I'm terrified by this. First of all, why are the cats singing? Can you explain this?
Yeah, it's from a musical.
Because it's a
I don't
musical.
Know if you realize this. It's a musical.
No. I understand. Is this? Is it just about their life as cats?
It's
like
it's,
what's the plot?
It's their life.
Spoiler
as cats.
So I'm just following these cats' life as cats in the city, and just just hard times for cats.
I gotta tell you.
Basically, yes. If you were to give it a Tobin, Leroy, and Beast name, it would be Hard Times for Cats would be the good name.
Are they in the cradle?
I got to be honest with you. These cats don't live like the cat in my neighborhood. He got real hard times.
A lot of fat cats for these hard time cats.
Oh, well, there are some fat cats in Cats,
actually. There's some chunky cats.
James, the character that James Corbin plays is really a fat cat. James Corden plays
Dale Waiters.
They have old cats.
Buster for Jones. He's a big fat cat.
Are the cats getting taken over by something? Like, are there dogs that are just destroying their livelihood?
No, there's no dogs. There's no dogs.
What is the problems they're going through?
I mean, they got a rough life, man.
Like what?
What do you mean what?
It's like picking through the garbage. Where to nap that day? Did they not get catnip? Like, what is Hard Times for Cats?
Well, it's... I don't want to really get into the plot because you'll start making fun of it more.
No, you will.
You're a journalist. You got to get it out there.
Please, no.
I want to know. I need cat correspondence here. I want to know what the
insiders.
Hell's going on with...
I don't want...
I want to know what the hell's going on with this week. Because all I know about it is it used to be a famous Broadway play.
It's based on a book by T.S. Eliot, okay? Which is where it comes from. And
so he had nothing better to do. He decided to write a book about cats?
It's about... every year, the tribe of cats, which is in the movie, the Jellicle Cats, they go to something called the Jellicle Ball. And that's when old Deuteronomy comes in. He's the leader of the Jellicle Cats. And he chooses one of the cats to ascend to the Heaviside Lair to die in a tire fire, to be reborn and return to a new life.
Holy hell. And people like this?
Oh, my God, dude.
It's all the rage.
Dude, when Cats first premiered on Broadway.
It's the Cats Meow.
I mean, it was like.
Minus one, Robbie.
Minus one.
It was like Hamilton. It was like the equivalent. It was like Hamilton of like.
This was Hamilton. Cats.
When it opened on Broadway, I think it opened in London first. Then when it opened in Broadway, it was like you could not get a ticket for 5 years.
Who would be interested in this? I don't understand.
Everyone.
People dressed as cats?
Beast
people.
And his family.
I mean, you got Cats. I mean, all the Andrew Lloyd Webber ones. I mean, this was right up there with Les Mis. You're talking about Phantom of the Opera. I mean, some of the best musicals of all time. Miss Saigon.
It looks as terrifying as it.
Oh, man.
Rory got a big putt here for par for Rory McIlroy.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he needs to be one under.
Is this a putt for pride?
Yeah, it was a pride putt. He did sink it. He finishes at a two over. So borderline cut.
Yeah.
He shot a 65 in the second round.
Seven under. That's the lowest round in the tournament.
What was the over-under you had to hit?
Better late than never.
Almost. He almost saved you.
Nobody's going to shoot 8-9.
Almost saved you, Leroy.
Nobody's going to shoot 8-9.
Cats.
I can't believe we just had a whole conversation.
Tex was right. Hard times was Heathcliff. Remember Heathcliff? Heathcliff went through hard times.
No, Heathcliff is a bum-ass cat.
That's right. He's a cat of the comic.
Garfield didn't have hard times. Wait. Garfield had nothing but he was a cat of the comic.
I will take Garfield any day over Heathcliff, man. Any cat that eats lasagna.
You guys can go watch Cats.
Bro, Garfield was a mope. Let's be honest about it.
He ate lasagna. What's better than that?
Garfield sat there. He sat in his stupid cat box that was way, way, way too small for him. Heathcliff was out in the streets, man.
Nah.
He was just trying to survive.
Too much action. I mean, the way Garfield messed with Odie was amazing.
Did Garfield talk to fish?
You know, I'd really compare Garfield more to a depressed Dion Waiters in bed playing PlayStation.
Really?
What? This is our Cats correspondence. We're back after this.
Tonight we are victorious. Champagne pouring over us.
Welcome back, guys. We're coming to you today from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where this Saturday night is the biggest pay-per-view of the summer. Manny Pacquiao, boxing's only eight division world champion, returns to face the hard-hitting, undefeated Keith One-Time Thurman. And I can honestly say friend of the show.
He is?
Yep. Friend of the show. They are taking on each other for the World Welterweight Championship tomorrow for the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, live on pay-per-view starting at 9 Eastern. Order now. It's also available on the Fox Sports app. And, of course, they also have the great undercard championship match coming up, Caleb Plant against Mike Lee for the Super Middleweight Championship of the World. You guys will get that free on Fox. Check that out. What do you got, Beast? What's happening with you?
I think that's a little too open-ended.
You had something to say. That's all I was asking.
Had to do it.
What?
Well, I was going to say the Hard Rock here has been awesome, but Leroy, you love it. The golf is just everywhere on all the TVs.
Yeah, and
well, right now they have the junior amateur on.
They got MMA there tonight, right, boys?
Yes. Today's the 19th. Yes, they have MMA here tonight. Also, just starting in about 40 minutes. At 4 p.m., you got the Friday special Deep Stack, $350 buy-in, $25,000 guaranteed. Tomorrow, the July High Hands, Texas Hold'em, Omaha, Pot Limit Omaha.
Oh.
That's win $1,000 every 30 minutes with rollovers, 10:30 a.m. to noon, and then qualifying times at 10 a.m. and 12:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. with qualifying times at midnight. That's perfect for Robbie.
Oh,
and
man.
Here's the Robbie special. The Sunday Night Owl High Stands. It's on Sunday, 2:30 a.m.
Right after the Pacquiao fight.
To 10 a.m. Qualifying begins at 2 a.m. Win $100 every 30 minutes.
Oh, my.
They got the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open coming up from the 1st to the 13th. $3 million guaranteed. The championships the 9th through the 13th. Visit shrpo.com. And then you guys will be playing in the Jeff Conine Celebrity Poker Classic on Thursday, August 7th. Tell us about that.
We're looking forward to it.
I mean, I'm going to be there. Leroy's going to be there.
Leroy's got to mention that last year you guys saw Chris Cody's bow-legged Luongo.
Chris Cody from the Levitard show is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a big poker fiend because the other night when I was doing the night show, I was getting the schedule wrong on the World Series of Poker, and he didn't even have my number. He found a way to reach out to me and say, hey, bro, the schedule's wrong. This is what's happening. And he loves the action just as much as I do.
Well, he's going to be
there
as well.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. Was he naked when he texted you?
Well, that's only during the replay of the Levitard Hour back in the day.
Naked Chris. News would break and Naked Chris was doing his thing.
By the way, about this Keith Thurman, Manny Pacquiao fight, one thing I know for sure is that Keith Thurman is not going to throw any cheap shots because we know he likes to keep it clean after that interview yesterday.
100%. Texter writes in, why is Whiteside still hanging with Pogo Stick and Bam? Go hang with Shooters, you bum. Is he hanging out with Bam and
they
DJJ?
They're friends.
Hey, wait a minute. First of all, like the offseason
is the offseason.
See what I mean?
There's another perfect example right there is what drives me crazy.
Why?
Like that.
Why?
This is just a comment. Why is he hanging out
He's got new friends. His new friends are Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum.
He still lives here.
Life is like a beach with perfect water.
He hasn't moved the koi fish yet. Tobin, did you see the video I sent you on Twitter of Bam? Where he
the moves that he's putting on?
A stutter step to his left and totally fakes out a guy and jams it.
Yep. Well, listen. Hey, welcome to the club, everybody.
Yeah, when I see know what I think of when I see that?
Oh, no.
UD.
You see, now you're being a jerk. Now you're being a jerk. Because you don't think about that when you think about
Grant,
UD. But
-1.
Don't tell me what I think.
I know what you think. I did see that sick alley-oop from Derek Jones. That guy is so much fun to watch. DJ? How does he jump like that? How?
Remember when that trade almost went down and we thought we lost?
Whatever
Jones
went down, it was an illegal trade to begin with.
But whatever.
No, that was those crappy Mavericks just making things up. Oh, we thought you said Goron? We thought you said Derrick Jones Jr. on.
I was most upset about losing Derrick Jones Jr. because I think he has so much potential.
Well, he does. He's an athletic freak.
They never traded him to begin with. It was a fake rumor by the Mavericks.
Yep, they're just jerks.
Russians.
Go find one yourself.
Robbie's on a Russian kick today.
Are you going to talk about your Russian theories with Sergey Bobrovsky?
You know what? We'll have him on. See if we can have him on tonight with me and Rashad from 7 to 10. Maybe we'll reach out to Bobrovsky and see what he thinks about them planting the robot umpires.
I know what Sergey. So you think Sergey Bobrovsky does he like the fact that there's replay on goals, or does he because of the Russians, or is he still against it because he's a goaltender purist? That would be an interesting one.
Depends on, is he in Putin? Is Putin in his pocket or not?
Here's the problem: how these things work. If you're a goalie, if you get jobbed on a goal, you want it fixed, right?
100%.
So, like, you can't have it both ways.
I don't know, man.
I just want officiating to be better.
I do, too. Okay. I do, too. By the way, Aaron Boone suspended for a game.
Is he appealing
for his tirade?
Little Aaron Boone, that 6'2"?
Yep. Suspended for his rant. So, is the umpire suspended?
Did the guy go cry?
The umpire? I think he did. He looked misty-eyed.
Let me explain something to you. If you were that bad, then you should. Because you should be better at your job. That being said, if he was just okay and he could get better, then Aaron Boone got to pipe down and realize this is first,
Does he? Or does he need to teach
him? He got suspended, so everybody else thinks that,
too. You know what?
Maybe Aaron Boone just needed to teach him a lesson early on.
I think he should be accountable if he had some bad calls or whatever. But, it's like.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How does it work if we're going to replace the umpires with robots? Are they only doing balls and strikes, or are they going to call plays at the plate?
No. I think it's just balls and strikes.
Or at least plays at the plate are reviewable. Balls and strikes aren't reviewable. You only need the robots for the balls and strikes. That may be fair.
I want to know if we're going to have like a cyborg out there that's going to like punch people out at the plate if they're out, or if it's just going to be one of these cases where like it's a red light, you're out, green light, you're safe. Like,
by the way, it's robot. Can I ask a question? Hey, guys, Texter here again. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Can I get -1 again for UD slander? I did not slander UD. I was merely stating what you guys thought.
-1.
I did not. Hey, you guys said, hey.
-1 for making excuses.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not making excuses.
You're trying to explain away your slander.
All right.
Which is retroactive fit to the policy.
You know there's a good chance.
What does that even mean?
Minus one for Sass.
Minus one.
Oh, wow. He's the first person on the show besides me to get a minus one for Sass.
Oh, the Tecate girls just walked in.
Whoa. That's about the what?
The Tecate girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's about the only boxing personnel that's walked in today.
Did they bring food?
No, it looks like they brought Starbucks.
They brought the metal plates out here, and then...
I know. What the hell?
Man.
So Leroy, you're going to play golf.
Yeah, they take care of us, man. And so yesterday, me and Tobin got up and ate that $700 buffet.
Which was
terrible.
But
we didn't even eat that much.
Yeah, because
right?
It was no good.
So as soon as we walk in here, they got croissants with eggs and bacon and eggs and cheese, and they got little...
Yeah, we thought it was a huge misstep by us. And
right.
So we're like, all right.
Tomorrow.
New plan.
Yeah.
Then we come here today, and it's like a...
It's like a
bum-ass Holiday Inn at Continental. Toaster barely works.
You actually tried to use it?
Yeah. I put it in there for like 5 minutes. It barely got a tan. It's ridiculous. I would have been better off just throwing it by the pool, just cooking it out in the sun.
There's some sunscreen in that toaster.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
You know, plus,
that was horrible.
You have to understand, bagels, you got to torch them puppies too because they're thicker.
Oh, yeah. I felt like I gave it enough time, though, man. Like, we had things to do.
So now you're ripping the MGM Grand. Good. Good job.
No.
I'm not ripping the MGM Grand.
I'm
ripping the toaster in this tent. It's a bum-ass toaster.
It's just a shot at the toaster.
Wait, you're in a tent?
Yeah, we're in a tent.
Oh, I figured they would have had you in one of the 7 million ballrooms.
Leroy does deserve a minus one for saying all day that Rory missed the cut. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a terrible assumption. Being that... I thought golf was over, being that it's 8 o'clock, 8:30 there.
Yeah.
It's minus one.
I got to tell you, I have gotten a lot of minus ones today.
Well, the past couple weeks, you've been on a rail.
All due to you soft people who can't take reality.
Minus one.
Well, it's company policy.
You know what? You need a day out on the golf course. You need to go relax because you need to get this poison out of you, this Udonis Haslam slander.
I don't have any slander. I got none. I got none but love for you, D.
I wouldn't say nothing but love. You have a lot of cracks for him.
No, I don't.
I cannot wait till media day.
Oh.
That's fine. That's fine.
Are you gonna slow play with him? Are you gonna be like, hey man,
no,
would you rather be at Subway right now?
No.
Would you rather be at
grill? I'm gonna ask him. This is the only question I have. Hey, if you can still play, don't you want to play?
But what if he says, I can play?
Then he'll be boxed in.
What if he ain't played 200 minutes in 5 years.
Well, Leroy, what if that's his answer? What if his answer is, oh, I can still play?
What if his answer is, aren't you the bum-ass clown that's been slandering me for two years?
Beast, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We're going to do this again.
You're watching your favorite team, right? They're not doing so well.
Right.
You have a guy not playing.
Right.
How do you feel about that guy? If he's not playing on a team that's not even going to playoffs.
If he's OG and he's all about the team culture, man. That guy's great, and
get
I don't
out
care.
Of here.
Three rings.
Get out of here.
Nah, I won't.
Right.
I won't get out of here.
All right.
I'll stay right here.
Yep.
Right here for Pacquiao Thurman. I'm going to go to the weigh-in. I'm going to see shenanigans. I'm going to see like 5,000 Filipino people. It's going to be great.
Yep.
I cannot wait to see Tobin's IG story later.
He's going to feel like a giant in there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's one guy, he's about 4'3", and I'm telling you, he is dressing to the T's, posing in front of all of the stuff.
Feeling himself.
I'm telling you, he is in here like the man. And the Spanish stations, they kept him away from us this time.
I know, that's a bummer. I like the shenanigans.
Oh, they are so loud.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think they're looking over here going, those Americans, those English speakers, they are so loud.
No, just I think they're going, they're so boring.
No, they're going to go,
just the black ones.
Okay. On that note, it's been fun working with everyone.
Hey, come on. Can I have some fun?
All right.
Come on, man. It's been a – look.
I'll be – all right, you guys
somebody
can take it
says I need
Vegas.
To go. I need to go take a power walk.
I think we're
oh,
all gonna
somebody
power
else
walking.
Said –
ooh, I like
hey,
this.
It is legal here. Somebody said I need to go smoke a doobie. I said, it is legal here.
Somebody says, can we ask Michael B. to record a minus dose?
Oh.
No. Listen, the minus one, I think that's fine. If we start making it more than one, we're going to get out of control.
I'm the only one that's going to get it.
No.
No, it's not true. I got plenty of minus ones.
I live on that wall, bro.
I see a lot of minus ones.
Really?
Yeah, but
you just happen to have one category you keep racking up points in.
No, two categories. Because you tried to give me one for the University of Miami, even though what I said was very accurate. Kind of was. Oh, somebody said, I'm picking on UD because I was on the bench so much in Minnesota. You know, here.
He had a lot of touchdowns.
I actually love when people are so wrong, right? I have more touchdowns my last 2 years than.
By the way, do you think Michael B. just gets asked, hey, do the minus one. Hey, do the minus one. And
then he does. Oh, yeah.
Leroy needs a three-piece and a soda from UD, right? Like, that's – let me ask you guys a question.
Yep. Don't do it.
There is nothing that I said that has not been accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's still under policy, though.
And it's slander.
Whatever the policy is, that's fine. The rules are the rules. But there is nothing that I have said that has not been accurate. And so if somebody wants to give me a three-piece and a soda for stating factual information – it would probably mean they need to get up out their feelings.
You know what? I'm just going to give you a one piece. Minus one.
Minus one.
I can't really? Wait for this.
All right, chicken lips.
Coach Tony Giarantino.
I still don't even know what that means.
Me neither, but I like it.
Coach Tony Giarantino joins us next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We're live from Radio Row in Las Vegas. Manny Pacquiao taking on Keith Thurman, but we're going to swing over to a little bit of hoops. You know we love talking to the coach, Tony Fiorentino. He is one of the Heat originals. He is running Heat camps and always dropping that knowledge for us. Coach, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Hey, guys. See you out in Vegas. Having a good time, huh?
We're having a good time, man. We're having a good time out here for the fights. Always, I'm a huge Pacquiao fan, so I'm very much looking forward to this one.
So is Coach Bolster.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Were you a big boxing fan, Tony?
No, my dad was. My dad was a big boxing fan, but I like the big fights. You know, one of my favorite athletes of all time is Muhammad Ali.
Oh, of course. Like, what's
I love Muhammad Ali.
Everything that he represented. So how's camping going this summer, Coach? How's it been rolling?
We have 5 weeks of camp. We're ending 5 weeks today. The last 2 weeks here at the American Airlines Arena, just a great place to have a camp. We have
Vice
Court is down, and half of the regular court is down, and we've got the banners. They're hanging real low at the Heat's end of the court, and the kids just love it. You know, I wear the ring from 2006 for the first 3 days, and then the last 2 days I wore the ring from 2013, so they can take pictures. We've had last week we had kids from 17 other countries out of 185 kids. That's kids from 17 countries outside the United States, which I love because, you know, basketball is a universal language. And kids not only get the whole experience of playing on the court that the players play on, that people, that they emulate and they see play on TV and see at the arena, but they also get to meet the kids from other areas of the world that are their age and have a similar interest. So it's really cool.
Do you have a favorite ring? Like, is there one that you have an affinity for over all the others?
Well, I have to be the first one. You know, the Heat was nice enough when we won. If it was in 06, was 18 years after the Heat started. There were eight of us who were still here the 18 years, and they gave us the coach's ring for being the eight originals.
That's awesome.
So that's my favorite ring, and, you know, it just symbolizes we started, you know when we started. First 3 years when I was on the staff, the original staff, we won 15, 18, and 24 games. So to come from that beginning to 18 years later wearing a championship ring, it's very exciting.
Have you ever let anybody wear your ring?
No. You know what? I had it was really interesting what happened with me one time. I was announcing a game, the Heat game, and I went in the lounge and came back out, and the middle of my ring was missing. It fell off. From the first, you know, the first one in 06.
Wow.
And it was weird because it clung to a sweater of a good friend of mine. And the next day he told me he found it. So I got to send the ring and the diamonds and the gold back to the manufacturer, and they put it back. So it's been cool ever since. But it was weird how that happened.
You didn't panic?
Sorry? Oh, yeah.
No panic?
I look at my ring, and there's a big dark hole in it instead of diamonds and gold where it was before. So it kind of all worked itself out.
We're talking to Tony Fiorentino. So, Tony, tell us about your campers of the week. You have Andrew Krupenbacher and Daniel Jimenez. They were named recently. What do you got to say about these kids?
Well, you know, to win an award with 185 kids in camp, 2-2 overall, we pick out we had 20 teams, and we want every week we do something different. This week it's going to be a leadership award for one kid from each team, and then we have the major awards, and it's very difficult to win the award with 185 campers where you're voted on by all the coaches, and those two kids really stood out. We had some candidates in both of those awards, but those kids really showed themselves. It's almost like you got to have a perfect week. They're good kids. We talked to the kids about doing good deeds, making people smile, being a good teammate, you know, all the stuff that you want that the Heat players are for Coach Spoelstra. And those two kids really emulated that, and they won the award. And they're going to be their pictures are going to be on juniorheat.com. People all over the world, anybody can go to on the internet, are going to be able to see their pictures along with the other kids. And by the end of the summer, we would have 8 weeks of camp. We'll have 16 pictures up there. That's got to be special for the kids.
Absolutely. Coach, I want to ask you about this this upcoming year. So there was this really good post Udonis Haslem put on for Bam Adebayo yesterday on Instagram where, you know, he was saying things like, you know, Bam reminds him of a young him and that he thinks that he's the next generational lifer, and that it's almost like this passing of the torch kind of manifesto that UD was putting out there. And, you know, we've had guys on the show. We've had Chris Bosh on. We've had Alonzo Mourning on. And they just have effusive praise for Bam and think the world of him and think the sky's the limit for him. What do you think is fair expectations? I know he's put heavy expectations on himself, but what do you think are fair expectations of Bam this upcoming year? And what do you think is the most likely thing for him to take a big leap in this year?
Well, it seems like the sky's the limit with him. One of the things that the coaches told us right from the beginning when Bam was a rookie is about how quickly he picks things up. I was very impressed. My last year of announcing was Bam's rookie year, so I got to announce all of his games. I was very impressed with something as simple as an opponent trying to shot fake him and get him off his feet. And they couldn't do that to him. Now, most young players are trying to make their mark in the league. They're trying to impress. Most people go for those fakes. And, you know, obviously you get fouled. Look at Dwayne Wade. He did it for 16 years and got away with it. But you couldn't get away with it with Bam. It's just one small example of the intelligence and the awareness that he had at a very young age, at 19 years old. I mean, it's amazing. I was telling the kids in camp, because we had Bam here yesterday, and he's so well-liked. He's such a good person that they all gravitated to him. And I was telling the campers yesterday, I remember one game last year. There's a highlight tape. In the highlight tape is Bam guarding Steph Curry in the right corner. And Curry's trying to do all the dancing with the ball, putting it between his legs, and all the gyrations that he had. He couldn't shake Bam. He eventually picked up his dribble and passed it. And that's part of what Bam brings to the table. And what you love about him is he plays as hard in the last minute of the game as he does in the first minute. And as far as the development's concerned, I think that he's going to add a little more to his offensive game each year. He's starting to shoot the ball a little better from maybe 12 to 15 feet. That's what he's working on. His footwork's going to get better in the low post. We know that he runs the floor well. We know that he competes. He can defend, you know, anyone from like 2 to 5, you know, the shooting guard to the center.
Right.
And I also saw him working on his three-point shot at times. So, you know, you don't put it – what do you love about the Heat, the way they approach things? They never put a ceiling on anybody. He's got unlimited potential, and when you get endorsements from Alonzo Mourning, Chris Bosh, and Udonis Haslem for such a, you know, young player who turned 22 yesterday, that's a big deal.
Coach, we always appreciate the time, man. Best of luck the rest of the summer. Any other information you want to get out there for the remainder of Heat camp this summer?
Yeah, the next 2 weeks are at South Broward High School. It's just off Sheridan and US 1. And we still have openings if people are interested. We're going to have the Heat second round pick out of Stanford. He went third, the 32nd pick at Phoenix drafted, and we traded for him. KZ Akpala, 6'9". I'm interested in meeting the young man. I've never really seen him play. And it's always exciting to bring a new player. I remember years ago, you know, when UD first came to the Heat, a parent asked me, who's the player that the Heat are going to have at camp today? And I said, Udonis Haslem. And she says, you couldn't get one of the name players? And now look at it, 16 years later, Udonis Haslem. There's been about 4,200 players that have played in the NBA, NBA players, over the 73-year history of the league. Udonis Haslem is the only player in the history of the league to be undrafted and spend 16 years with a team and be its all-time leading rebounder. So I would think that even though we don't have an established Heat player next week, Akpala, it would be interesting to see what happens down the road with his career.
Absolutely. Coach, we always appreciate the time.
Thanks,
enjoy your weekend, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
You got it, guys. Anyone's interested for next week, it's juniorheat.com. You can get the information on that. I appreciate it, guys. Have fun in Vegas.
Thank you. That's Tony
Fiorentino. You got it, man.
Ciao. We appreciate always having him on. It's been a fun week here, Leroy. We've enjoyed Vegas.
Why did you search me?
Because I saw the look on your face. As soon as he said 16 years, I knew what you were thinking.
What was I thinking?
You were like, 16 years of what?
No, I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah, well, what were you thinking?
12.
Minus one, man. Minus one to close out the week. Congratulations. I hope you're happy with yourself. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.